This program is hypnotic in nature and is never to be experienced in a moving vehicle or other times when you need to maintain awakened consciousness.
Welcome aboard your enlightening adventure. For if you have a dream of prosperity, your heart knows it's you, but hasn't yet come true. This is your time to sit or lie back, more comfortably relaxed, perhaps reassured by the thought of coming home to your own magical kingdom of new possibilities. For isn't home where you bring your heart's dreams? And in all the world, is there not a more congenial spot to achieve your dreams of prosperity than the magical city of Camelot? For here you can transform the world with your own fantasies. And though all this talk of magic might give your conscious mind pause, in the majestic land of Camelot, these are the legal laws. For medieval lore immortalizes this famed city of great prosperity, where wise Arthur reigned as king. Raised by Merlin, the magician who utilized his magical abilities to support the king and his knights, these mighty champions enriching the kingdom and their own lives too by realizing their adventurous deeds. And since we're all drawn by alluring dreams, you too may savor your adventure within your own unexplored frontier land. For herein dwells a potent kingdom, the deepest realms of your own imagination, the creative place where all magic begins. So even if you were once mystified by some misconceived, misguided notions that you were undeserving of your dreams, that riches were reserved for others, then you can especially enjoy venturing inside, your life force only desiring to be summoned forth, so you are provided your freedom, effortless freedom, to draw into your life openly all the prosperity you need. Surely you can enjoy not having to do anything. You don't even have to listen to me, because your inner, wiser self is exploring for you your transporting, life-transforming adventure. For you know when you're drifting within, inwardly, your deeper self can imagine enriching dreams. In those dreams, you can venture wherever you desire, even leave behind your secure comfort zone, and really find your heart's true home. A royal kingdom where those veils of mystification, all those so-called limitations, disappear right into the air you deeply breathe, seemingly radiant with positive belief. For how soon before you perceive confidently a pristine springtime country scene, beautiful flowers of all hues blossoming, and apparently gathered here for a tournament, clothed in multicolored tunic and flowing dress, these many festive residents. And behold, in their very midst, the shining sword enshrined in stone, and alone these words engraven in brilliant letters of gold. Whoever withdraws this sword from stone is rightfully proclaimed. And as your body breathes more deeply the radiant air, how soon before you become aware a potent energy source is filling your lungs, streaming comfortably, deeply through you, till filling the very core of your being, instilling you completely with the positive belief you can draw into your life all the prosperity you dream. Potent energy streaming through your very hand, now reaching out and grasping this sword, moving the sword upwards, right from the stone. For surely this sword is your very own. And as you hear the crowd roar, "Long live the king," perceive within, you are the sovereign king in Camelot. You are capable and deserving of anything, for you need only see, now surrounding you, a bountiful country, richly green in the midst of spring. All the opulence a generous universe desires you receive. Yes, how soon before you perceive a new openness to receive freely with gratitude your due prosperity, whatever prosperity might mean to you. For you need only gratify your adventurous dream, your chosen means to enrich the community, and in return, of course, draw riches to you too. Yes, in Camelot, all the knights, including the king, contributing whatever they most desired to do, certainly receiving freely in return all the prosperity they seek, and is their proper due. And so, in tune with the universe's energy stream, you might like to invite all your knights to the castle to assemble right around the round table, the place where everyone can share counsel, exercise the free rein of their imagination, and realize new ways to bring good fortune to the kingdom. Yes, in all the world, there's not a more congenial spot where people share and contribute and receive their proper due than Camelot, and not a more capable and deserving king than you. And since you were born to offer freely your own special abilities, rightfully receive in turn your due prosperity. Why not take this opportunity to make your dreams come true, to pursue this service you most desire to do, your means to enrich the kingdom, and of course, you too. For you alone know your true vocation. You need only follow your heart's direction to that ambition that thrives within you, that makes you feel most alive inside. This service you'd most like to provide. Yes, this is your destined quest to contribute freely your own heart's dreams, just as freely receive all that a generous universe desires you receive, breathing deeply in harmony with life's energy stream, the source of your cherished own enriching dream. Yes, your quest to venture forth on your trail to unveil this nourishing source of life's energy force. Your trail to your own alluring, drawing holy grail. So why not begin your Camelot adventure across this richly flourishing country, promising all the opulence you might ever need. Your dream, this magnetic force pictured in your mind's eye, perceive inside a new focus, a new clarity of purpose. So when crossing any rough or mountainous terrain, as your body naturally breathes more deeply, you need only maintain focus upon your precious dream. Whatever you desire, as if magically predestined to be. For how soon before you sense, emerging warmly from your heart's core, ardent belief streaming radiantly through you, strengthening you with the absolute assurance you can do whatever necessary to achieve your dreams. Your resourcefulness freely streaming, seeing you through, your magical source ever energizing and deeply instilling you with your true ambition, your aspiration to fulfill and actualize your life's potential. So as you cross these richly flourishing fields, do you realize each of your engaging days seems more rewarding than the one before? Your occupation, really a loving dedication. Your renewed resolution. Your enthusiasm, naturally leading you further inside this promising green countryside. Since you're surely aware when you share freely your own chosen service to the community, prosperity is returning just as freely to you. For how soon before you perceive, as you breathe in harmony with life's energy stream, this self-assured belief radiantly streaming out, outwardly, now all about and surrounding you, all the confidence you feel, your own potent energy field, positively an attractive force, coursing out, outwardly, resonating with the universe's creative forces, drawing to you all the prosperity which is your due, and receive freely and openly with gratitude. And isn't it a comforting feeling to depend on the support of a generous, friendly universe? Sure, your enriching dreams are predestined to be. Your confident energy leading you ever forward. For how soon before you see, as you now climb over a grassy hill, the towers of a castle rising higher, higher, till you're drawn to open the entrance door, to realize inside the source of life's energy stream, the very force drawing you upon your trail, a beam of light streaming down upon, now enlightening the Holy Grail, revealing within some potion glistening, seemingly meant for you. So you can lift this cup right up and sip within this potent brew, filling and instilling you with the renewed belief. You need only reach out your hand and grasp your dream, your own chosen service to the community, freely and openly receiving in return your due prosperity. And when sensing deeply this positive expectancy, each new morn, as you see your dreams arise, arise, how soon before you apprise all these new opportunities to liberate the creative force of your dreams, as if magically drawing into your life all the prosperity you need. Surely, the more your true prosperous nature may have once been denied, today, joyously giving and receiving just as freely, the more you can be thoroughly gratified, since you highly value your life, asserting your birthright to savor the enriching life. For after all, you reign as king, capable and deserving of anything.